When families begin talking about medical power of attorney, healthcare decision readiness, hospitalization concerns, or future medical wishes, one issue often gets overlooked at the very beginning: privacy. Families may think the first question is only, who will make decisions if needed? But another very important question is, how do we handle personal health information with dignity, restraint, and trust? This matters because once aging parents and adult children begin discussing health concerns, it becomes very easy for private information to spread too quickly, too widely, or in ways that feel humiliating. One child may start giving updates to siblings without clear permission. A church friend may ask how someone is doing, and the family may share more than the parent wanted. A concerned adult child may speak in broad terms about a parent's memory, diagnosis, appointments, or medical fears when the parent still wants dignity and discretion. So this bonus video is Privacy 101 for this course. Simple, practical guidance for families and also for ministers, chaplains, and Christian life coaches who want to speak wisely without overstepping. Proverbs 11:13 says, "One who brings gossip betrays a confidence, but one who is of a trustworthy spirit is one who keeps a secret." Proverbs 11:13 WEB. Here is the basic principle in one sentence. A loved one's medical story is not yours to spread just because you are concerned. That does not mean families should hide dangerous situations or refuse needed help. It does mean that personal health information should be handled with care, truthfulness, and permission-aware judgment. So what kinds of information should be treated carefully? That may include diagnoses, medications, memory concerns, emotional struggles, hospital findings, test results, private fears, end-of-life concerns, and family disagreements about care. It may also include identifying details that make the situation easy to trace back to one specific person. A simple rule is this: if the information reveals someone's health condition, vulnerability, or personal wishes, treat it carefully. Now let's talk about a few common mistakes. One mistake is oversharing with siblings or extended family before expectations are clear. Another mistake is using prayer language to justify sharing too much. Another is talking about a parent's condition in front of church members, neighbors, or friends, as if concern automatically creates permission. And another is treating one involved adult child as though they now have full rights to discuss everything with everyone. If you are the aging parent, it is wise to communicate what kind of sharing feels respectful to you. You may want certain children informed, but not everyone. You may welcome prayer, but not public detail. If you are the adult child, one of the most respectful questions you can ask is, "How much would you like shared and with whom?" That question protects dignity. For both generations, a very helpful rule is what we might call the minimum necessary principle. Share the least amount of information needed with the right people for the right reason. For example, if a church friend asks for prayer, it may be enough to say, "Please for our family as we walk through some health concerns," rather than explaining diagnoses, fears, or family disagreements. There is also an important balance here. Privacy does have limits. If there is danger, abuse, exploitation, serious confusion, or urgent safety concern, families may need to involve the right people. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical preparation, not legal or medical advice. But wise families understand this: protect what is private and do not hide what is dangerous. What not to do? Do not share a parent's medical details with others just because you feel stressed. Do not use church prayer requests as a way to spread private family information. Do not assume all siblings, relatives, or friends are entitled to full updates. Do not talk about someone's medical situation in a way that strips dignity. Do not promise secrecy if a serious safety concern requires outside help. Privacy is not about making families secretive. It is about protecting dignity, trust, and peace. In medical decision readiness, that matters very much. When families learn to handle health information carefully, they build the kind of trust that makes later decisions steadier, more respectful, and far less chaotic.